Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various ladies' magazines and will list the source for each one. Starting off with Real Simple, the short list, 5 books that won't disappoint. First, a nonfiction piece. We may consider vulgar language taboo, but curse words actually have surprising benefits. In the book Swearing is Good for You, Emma Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, unearths an unorthodox body of research to reveal how swearing helps reduce pain and anxiety and can even bring people together. This fascinating debut is perfect for fans of Mary Roach. Then there's True-ish Tales of Hollywood. Melanie Benjamin, of The Aviator's Wife, returns, and I'll spell that name, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, with a new novel based on the real-life friendship of screenwriter Frances Marion and actress Mary Pickford in the early 1980s. In an industry dominated by men, the women support each other in their rise to fame until a disagreement puts their bond in jeopardy. Full of old Hollywood glamour and true details about the pair's historic careers, the book, The Girls in the Picture, is a captivating ode to a legendary bond. Next, there's corporate comedy. In Gillian Medoff's uplifting and hilarious novel, This Could Hurt, readers meet Rosa Guerrero, longtime head of human resources at a top company. Oh, I need to spell you Gillian Medoff's last name, M-E-D-O-F-F. As Guillermo navigates office drama, love affairs, and her own personal ambitions in the face of corporate cutbacks, Medoff examines the impact our work-life decisions have on our home lives. Then there's the next big thriller. Grappling with crippling agoraphobia, Anna Fox spends her days watching classic films, popping pills, and guzzling wine in her New York City apartment. When she witnesses a terrible crime through her window, she struggles to piece together what is real. The Woman in the Window is the name of the book. A.J. Finn's, and I'll spell that, F-I-N-N, A.J. Finn's Hitchcockian debut explores both Anna's inner demons and the ones acting right in front of her eyes. And last, great for a book club. The book, Everything Here is Beautiful, by Mira T. Lee, L-E-E, explores the relationship between two sisters, elder Miranda, who has always been the responsible one, and free-spirited Lucia, who struggles with schizophrenia. This gorgeous yet heartbreaking debut follows Miranda's and Lucia's lives after their mother's death and sheds light on the sacrifices people make for loved ones with mental illness. From Real Simple, The Realist, the fastest way to make your house smell great. Guests on their way over? This fresh simmer pot recipe combines zippy citrus, fragrant rosemary, and a touch of vanilla for a warm and inviting scent that will fill the whole house in 8 minutes. Now, if only the vacuum would run itself, right? The recipe. Place 2 cups water in a 1-quart pot. Boil, then add 1 lemon cut into slices, 3 sprigs rosemary, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon orange zest, and then reduce it to a simmer and add more water to the pot as needed. And that's it. It'll make your house smell delightful. From Redbook, recover from almost anything. If you overdid it on the buffet, first try heartburn medicine. That unpleasant aftermath of large meals and certain foods can feel like a fire in your chest, though you may also have a sore throat or a sour taste in your mouth. Reach for a gentle acid neutralizer like Mylanta or Alka-Seltzer. You can also pop a piece of sugarless gum. Research shows that the constant chewing increases saliva production to help neutralize acid before it can splash back up your esophagus. The next step, slip into something comfortable. Peeling off your skinny jeans or shapewear as soon as you walk through the door isn't just freedom. Restrictive clothing puts pressure on the abdomen, which can make you feel stuffed and worsen acid reflux. Then when you're up to it, eat some toast. Keep your next meal simple. Foods that are difficult to break down, such as fatty or spicy dishes, and even high-fiber vegetables, will only keep your already worn GI tract working overtime. says Lisa Ganju, DO, a gastroenterologist at New York University's Langone Health. Baby your belly with small, easy-to-digest bites like white toast or scrambled eggs. If you knocked back a few too many last night, first try coffee ASAP. If you wake up with a throbbing headache after a late night, make a beeline for the coffee maker. A pain-triggered chemical, adenosine, is produced in the brain when the body metabolizes alcohol, but caffeine may help block its effects if you have some within a few hours of drinking, says Michael Oshinsky, Ph.D., Program Director of Pain and Migraine at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. Next step, relieve the pain. Reach for an anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen to help combat a headache or muscle aches, but skip it if you have an upset stomach or abdominal pain because it can irritate the lining of the stomach. You can squash that I'm going to hurl feeling with this acupressure technique from Kathy Miller, a certified practitioner in Silver Spring, Maryland. Place your thumb on the crease of your inner wrist. Then move it 3 thumb widths towards your elbow so that it rests between the 2 large tendons. Press and hold for 1 minute. When you're up to it, have a fruit salad. Hydrating is a must, but chugging plain water often increases nausea, says Ganju. Try a broth-based soup or a sports drink mixed with water, or eat a medley of fruits such as bananas, oranges, and apples. The fruit's water content makes them hydrating, and electrolytes like potassium and magnesium help the body better absorb fluids. If you stayed up way past your bedtime, first try swapping the snooze button for sunshine. Yes, it feels amazing to put off real life for another 9 minutes, but those little bouts of sleep aren't restorative, says Michael Breas, Ph.D., a clinical psychologist and fellow at the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. To lift your mental fog more effectively, get outside for 5 minutes. Natural light improves alertness. Next step, have an afternoon Napa latte. Breas swears by this trick when your tank hits empty before 3 p.m. Make yourself a cup of coffee and allow it to cool down. Drink the whole thing quickly and then immediately take a 20-minute nap. No longer. By the time you wake up, the caffeine will have kicked in, giving you an energy boost that should make the afternoon more bearable. When you're up to it, get moving. Because, of course, your boss chose today to send a 5-alarm email. Shake your brain out of sleep mode by taking the stairs. 10 minutes of hoofing it up and down at a normal pace gave sleep-deprived women 20 minutes of extra energy and made them more motivated to get their work done, a University of Georgia study found. Exercise likely activates a release of chemicals, such as dopamine, that make you more alert, says study author Patrick O'Connor, Ph.D. It's like a shot of Red Bull, except you burn calories instead of taking them in. From Real Simple, organize this. No more tangles. Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin, co-founders of The Home Edit, offer ideas for arranging your jewelry using whatever space you have. First, if you have a drawer, take inventory. Sort your collection, categorizing like with like, to determine how much storage you'll need. Then, gather containers. Search for items throughout your home that can be repurposed as in-drawer dividers, such as egg crates, teacups, or box tops. Use them to supplement store-bought drawer dividers. Divide by style. Place similar jewels together within each container. Set chunky bracelets in a bowl. Hang chandelier earrings over the edge of a cup. And put studs and rings in the smallest compartments. Limit groupings to no more than a few pieces to avoid overcrowding, so you can get all of your options at a glance. Layer up. For deep drawers, use multi-level inserts. Stash in-season items on top and lesser-worn pieces toward the bottom. Then if you have a vanity, first grab and go. Designate a small dish or ring cone to hold the accessories you reach for every day. Leaving them out means you won't have to search for them, and you'll always remember to wear them. Then design a display. To make things look pretty, arrange your collection like one you'd see at a store, putting favorite pieces on sculptural objects or figurines. Don't overdo it, though. Too much could lead to clutter. To prevent daintier, fine chain necklaces from getting tangled or misplaced, drape each one over a separate peg on a clear carousel. A jewelry box keeps your baubles dust-free. Choose one that complements your decor and has room to accommodate some new additions. And if you have a wall, use vertical space. Hang long or chunky pieces from hooks on a rod or directly mounted to the wall to keep them orderly and within reach. Bonus, it's a sturdy solution for your heavier pieces. Next, find a double-duty solution. If you prefer to keep your jewelry tucked away, a shallow-hanging mirror organizer is a practical fix. The full-length mirror opens up to reveal a series of hooks, shelves, and slots to stash all your accessories. Next, you could frame it out. Fabric memo boards are ideal for earrings. Slide the earring back all the way onto the post and push into the memo board like a thumbtack. To hang lightweight necklaces, drape them over pretty pushpins. From Redbook, 5 beauty tricks I just learned. Oh, and actually, a couple of these I didn't really like. I'm gonna edit this and do 2 beauty tricks. 1, for fuller hair, use less heat. Sometimes it's good to be lukewarm, or at least for your blow dryer to be. When the air coming out of the dryer is too hot, it can zap all the volume from your hair, says hairstylist Katia Solano, founder of Butterfly Studio Salon in New York City. To keep it lush, switch to the medium or low heat setting and flip your hair from side to side as you dry it. Also, this DIY soothes chapped hands. If yours have taken a beating from the cold, combine 1 tablespoon honey and 1/2 cup coconut oil in a bowl. Warm in the microwave for 5 to 10 seconds, then soak your hands in it for 5 minutes, says New York dermatologist Doris Day, MD. Both ingredients are anti-inflammatory and help the skin's outer layer heal and protect itself. Then just rinse and rub on a rich hand cream. From Redbook, Life Hacks Will Make You Unstoppable. Sometimes the smallest efforts can pay off in a big way. First, clean up in a snap. Here's a genius key to removing your 4-legged friend's fur from upholstery. Simply dampen a rubber glove, then rub it over the fabric. Also, keep vases on hand. Tired of looking for the perfect hostess gift? Stock up on inexpensive vases or pretty containers at flea markets. When you receive your next dinner party invite, make an arrangement using grocery store purchased flowers. Your hostess won't have to worry about finding a vase for the flowers, and she'll be left with a reminder of your thoughtfulness. And last, wrap with fabric scraps. Add an unexpected bit of whimsy to your next gift. Instead of buying another roll of expensive wrapping paper, try using scrap fabric instead. Secure the fabric with twine or ribbon for a charming presentation. And we'll move on to a couple of recipes for you. First, the staple. This is from Real Simple. No knock on frosting, but powdered sugar has an array of other surprising uses. It gives that double-take snowy effect to holiday favorite crackle cookies. You can use it to give balance to crispy crab puffs or provide the sweet kick to cheesy Monte Cristo sandwiches. Called 10X in pro kitchens, a reference to the number of times it's been ground, powdered sugar contains just a tad of cornstarch to prevent clumping. Maintain its light-as-a-feather texture by storing it in an airtight container or a sealed bag in a cool, dry spot where it will last indefinitely. Some quick ideas. Chocolate crackle cookies. Mix 2 ounces melted unsweetened chocolate, 3 tablespoons melted butter, 2 eggs, 1.5 cups powdered sugar, 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons cocoa powder, and 1 teaspoon baking powder. Roll into 1.5-inch balls and toss in powdered sugar. Bake on a parchment-lined baking sheet at 350 until no longer shiny, 8 to 10 minutes. The next recipe for using the confectioner's sugar, crab rangoon. Mix 8 ounces softened cream cheese, 4-ounce lump crab meat, 3 chopped scallions, 1 tablespoon powdered sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Divide among 28 wonton wrappers. Moisten edges with water and bring corners up to seal. Fry in 2 inches of hot oil until golden, 1 to 2 minutes. Serve with sweet chili sauce. And the last, Monte Cristo. Top 1 slice sandwich bread with 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 2 slices Swiss cheese, and 2 ounces thinly sliced ham. Whisk 1 egg with 1/4 cup milk. Dip the sandwich in the egg mixture. Griddle in butter until golden brown. Dust with powdered sugar and serve with raspberry jam. I do love a Monte Cristo. How about some easy party treats? We've got feta with honey and pistachios. Cut feta cheese into 3/4-inch cubes. Push a toothpick into each, then dip all sides in honey and coat in finely chopped pistachios. Then there are smoked salmon chips. Combine creme fraiche, which you can buy already made, with chopped dill and black pepper. Spoon onto thick-cut potato chips and top with a small piece of smoked salmon. Sprinkle with lemon zest and extra pepper. How about toasted ravioli? Active time is 15 minutes, total time 30. If I forgot, this is from Red Book. Here's what you need: a half cup all-purpose flour, 2 large eggs, lightly beaten, 1 cup panko breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan, plus more for serving, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 12-ounce package cheese ravioli, or about one inch each. That's the size, I guess. Marinara sauce for serving. Heat oven to 425. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with nonstick foil. Place flour, eggs, and panko in separate bowls. Combine panko with Parmesan and olive oil. Working one at a time, coat ravioli in flour, then tap off the excess, then in the egg, then in the panko mixture, pressing to adhere. Transfer to prepared baking sheet. Bake until puffed and light golden brown, 15 to 20 minutes. Transfer to a serving platter. Sprinkle with extra Parmesan and serve with marinara sauce if desired. This makes 8 to 10 servings. Then we have hummus 3 ways. For each of these below, spoon 2 cups hummus into a bowl. That's your starter. And then from there it diverges. For pomegranate feta hummus, swirl in olive oil. Top with crumbled feta, pomegranate seeds, and chopped mint. If you prefer your hummus sweet and smoky, date style, that's mix chopped dates with honey and olive oil. Swirl into those 2 cups of hummus. Top with white sesame seeds and smoked paprika. How about pumpkin chipotle style? Stir in 1/2 cup pumpkin puree and 1 tablespoon chopped chipotles in adobo. Top with pepitas and cilantro. How about a beverage? Blood orange spritzers. In a large pitcher, combine 2 parts Aperol, I think that's an alcohol, A-P-E-R-O-L, 2 parts blood orange juice, and 4 cups sparkling wine. Serve over ice with citrus slices. And from Real Simple, some sweet and savory nibbles for parties or gifts for your parties or gifts or for yourself. We've got salted maple almonds and cashews, 15-minute active time, 1 hour total time, includes cooling. This makes 3 cups or 2 to 4 gifts. You need 2/3 cup pure maple syrup, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1 1/2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 3 cups or about 1 pound raw almonds and or cashews, 1 teaspoon flaky sea salt. Preheat oven to 350. Combine syrup, butter, and vanilla in a medium skillet over medium. Cook stirring until bubbling about 2 minutes. Add nuts and cook stirring until syrup reduces and coats the nuts about 4 minutes. Spread the mixture on a parchment-lined baking sheet and sprinkle with salt. Transfer to the oven and bake until syrup around the nuts appears set, 10 to 12 minutes. Stir once and let cool completely. Nuts will keep in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. How about paprika lime pistachios? Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 1 hour, including cooling. Makes 3 cups or 2 to 4 gifts. You need 1/4 cup fresh lime juice, which is about the juice from 2 limes, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 teaspoons hot or sweet paprika, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, and 3 cups, or about 1 pound, raw shelled pistachios. Preheat oven to 325. Whisk together lime juice, oil, paprika, and salt in a large bowl. Add pistachios and toss to coat. Transfer to a parchment-lined baking sheet and bake, stirring halfway through until nuts are golden, 20 to 22 minutes. Let cool completely. Nuts will keep in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. How about hazelnut shortbread? Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, including cooling, 80. This makes about 4 to 6 gifts. You need 1 cup or 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temp, 3/4 cup packed light brown sugar, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup toasted hazelnuts, roughly chopped, and non-stick cooking spray. Preheat oven to 350. Combine butter and sugar in a large bowl and beat with an electric mixer on medium-high until creamy, about 2 minutes. With mixer on low, add flour and salt and beat just to combine. Use a spatula to fold in hazelnuts. Lightly coat a 9x13-inch baking dish with nonstick spray. Line with parchment paper and lightly spray the parchment. Press dough firmly into the baking dish. Bake until golden and just starting to pull away from the edges, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool completely and cut into squares or rectangles. Cookies will keep wrapped tightly and at room temperature for up to a week. How about olive shortbread? Active time 15, total 85, including cooling. Makes about 40 or 4 to 6 gifts. 1 cup or 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temp, 3 tablespoons packed light brown sugar, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup oil-cured olives, pitted, chopped, and patted dry, and a nonstick spray. Preheat oven to 350, combine butter and sugar in a large bowl, and beat with an electric mixer on medium-high until creamy, about 2 minutes. With mixer on low, add flour and salt and beat just to combine. Use a spatula to fold in the olives. Lightly coat a 9x13-inch baking dish with nonstick spray. Line with parchment paper and lightly spray the parchment. Press dough firmly into the baking dish. Bake until golden and just starting to pull away from the edges, 30 to 35 minutes. Let cool completely and cut into squares or rectangles. Cookies will keep wrapped tightly and at room temperature for up to a week. Black and white chocolate pretzels. Active time is 10 minutes, total time an hour, including chilling. This makes about 8 cups or 4 to 6 gifts. You need a 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter melted, 2 teaspoons vanilla or peppermint extract, 8 cups small pretzel window panes or twists, 2/3 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon cocoa powder, 6 ounces white chocolate chips melted, 6 ounces or 1 cup of semi-sweet or milk chocolate chips melted, 2 tablespoons white sprinkles or sanding sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon flaky sea salt is optional. Preheat your oven to 350. Combine butter and vanilla in a large bowl. Add pretzels and toss to coat. Whisk together sugar and cocoa powder in a small bowl. Add to pretzels and toss to coat. Transfer to 2 rimmed baking sheets and bake, rotating sheets halfway through until dry to the touch, 12 to 15 minutes. Let cool completely on sheets. Drizzle pretzels with white chocolate, then with semi-sweet chocolate. Scatter sprinkles over top, along with sea salt if desired. Refrigerate until set. about 10 minutes. Pretzels will keep in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. And last, pizza pretzel nuggets. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 45, including cooling. Makes about 8 cups or 4 to 6 gifts. You need 3/4 cup vegetable oil, 1/4 cup minced dried onion, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 tablespoons garlic powder, 4 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 4 teaspoons dried oregano, 2 teaspoons balsamic vinegar, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, and 24 ounces of hard pretzels broken into bite-sized pieces. Preheat oven to 325. Whisk together oil, onion, tomato paste, garlic powder, Worcestershire, oregano, vinegar, salt, and pepper in a large bowl. Add pretzels and toss evenly to coat. Transfer to 2 rimmed baking sheets and bake, stirring halfway through and rotating sheets until golden and fragrant, 15 to 20 minutes. Let cool completely. Pretzels will keep in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. And from Real Simple, cranberry apple chutney. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 30. You need 1 bag or 12 ounces fresh or frozen cranberries, 1/4 cup of water, 2 large apples, cored and chopped, 1½ cups sugar, 2/3 cup finely chopped onion, 2/3 cup golden raisins, 2 teaspoons minced ginger, 1 teaspoon Spice Islands minced garlic, 1 teaspoon salt, 3/4 teaspoon ground allspice, 1/4 teaspoon ground Saigon cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves, 2/3 cup dark corn syrup, 1/3 cup cider vinegar, 2/3 cup chopped pecans. Combine cranberries, water, apples, sugar, onion, raisins, ginger, garlic, salt, allspice, cinnamon, and cloves in a large saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat, then reduce heat, cover, stirring occasionally for 15 minutes. Add corn syrup, vinegar, and pecans. Cook uncovered for 15 minutes, stirring frequently. This is delicious, served with roast turkey, pork roast, or baked ham. And we have one last little awe. Here's a refreshing strategy for those sedentary days when you're stuck at your desk. Little motions that nobody can see will help you feel better. Start with your feet. Breathe in and squeeze your toes as if you're making a foot fist. As you exhale, spread your toes as wide as you can, making jazz toes. Don't worry. If you're wearing shoes, just make the effort and it'll enliven your feet, ankles, and calves. Do the same thing with your fingers and hands. Inhale to squeeze, exhale to stretch. Repeat 5 times. You can do this again every 30 minutes. These subtle movements will infuse your body with energy while clearing your mind. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.